For Daily Editorial, Jim and I are done basically putting together the weekend radio program. It's going to be a good show. I hope you guys listen to it. Some comments would be great also, because our listeners all happen to read all the comments. And people like CFS, Out of the Box, all of you guys, Eddie, Irish Tony, you all helped educate the rest of the audience. Let's talk a little bit about in this editorial, Jimmy, about Trump's response to the hearing yesterday.
Yeah, so Trump responded back to the January 6th committee and
sent
a letter to Bernie Thompson and the rest of the, to the chairman, and of course, included all the other members of the board, members of this panel, this show trial panel.
Yeah.
He basically just lambasts the, it's kind of funny to read. It's worth taking a look at. He basically just, he starts off with the same group of radical left Democrats who utilized their majority position in Congress to create a fiction of Russia, 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 impeaching hoax number one, impeaching hoax number two, the $48 million Mueller report, which ended in no collusion, Ukraine, the atrocious Eagle spying on my campaign, and so much more, are the people who created this committee of highly partisan political hacks and thugs whose sole function is to destroy the lives of many hardworking American patriots whose records in life have been unblemished until this point of attempted ruination. So that's how he starts it. But the interesting part about it, he does... whoever crafted this letter for him goes into some of the specific issues and questions about the election. He starts off and saying, look, there was fraud in the election.
Yeah.
And then he goes on to say that, I offered the troops, the mayor Bowser and Nancy Pelosi, and of course the Capitol Police did not support that, even though we put it early on. He goes kind of into detail on that. And then he basically says in the end, the people of this country will not stand for unequal justice under the law or liberty or justice for some. Election day is coming. We demand answers on the crime of the century. And then he goes in and actually puts he actually includes pictures of the crowds at the on the Capitol. I mean, the massive number of people that were out there. And then he goes by state and talks about the election fraudulent, the potential fraudulent issues that were identified from in Arizona, in Georgia, in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And then he says, basically, I've only covered five states. That doesn't include cash for votes in Nevada. 15 of 17 counties had more votes than voters. He goes into pretty explicit detail on all the different issues that are questions out there. So I think it's interesting because it's obviously an effort to get his position out there and to justify, you know what he believes and what many Americans believe happened and why it happened. And at the same time, it's countering basically the show trial and this entire idea that they're going to subpoena him and somehow he's going to show up.
Yeah. Well, I think that's pretty interesting. What do you think is going to happen if he does show up? Because he will, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I mean, the committee is done, in my view.
Yeah.
This was it, final part of the hearing. They're not going to get him to say anything. And mostly because in a couple of days, two of the only Republican members on the committee, Adam Kissinger and I won't say Republican, the only Rhino members of the committee, Adam Kissinger and Liz Cheney, they're not even going to be in office.
I mean,
they still technically are in office until January, until the others are sworn in, but basically they're done.
Yeah.
So, there's no power. There's been no support with this entire thing. People have really tuned it out. And even the Washington Post is writing editorials saying this is a waste of time and they made a huge mistake with it.
Yeah.
So in the end, if Trump does show up, and if you're right and he does, he's going to turn it into a bigger show.
I agree.
He's a better showman than they are.
Yeah.
He understands how to use the press.
I agree.
Liz Cheney and Benny Thompson, we're talking about some of the most incompetent people or most nefarious people you can imagine. Adam Schiff was on this committee. They're not good in front of the camera, and they're not good at making their points because you really don't trust them.
Yeah.
As turned out in these recent elections, in the primaries where Liz Cheney was ousted, and Adam Schiff, he lives down in the Hollywood area. And
so he's got, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got a lot of, the corruption, and you know what he's all about down there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, it'll be interesting. I don't know. I think that it was probably a mistake for the progressives to do what they did, but we'll see. It'll be really interesting to see what happens in 24. To see if Trump tries to get reelected. I don't really have an opinion on that one right now, although I like the guy. I will say that. I just don't have an opinion on if it might not be more effective for the country if somebody else stepped in there. You got to admit, Trump is, like you said, you don't send a priest to a gunfight, and Donald Trump is definitely not a priest. But you really have to kind of wonder if another Republican couldn't be more effective. Do you have an opinion on that, Jim?
Yeah, I do have a strong opinion on it.
I know you do, but I'm curious. I'd like our audience to hear it.
Sure, yeah. So, running Washington and being the chief executive, that's a massive challenge.
Yeah.
As we see with Joe Biden, who is not running anything. People
right.
are running him.
Right.
Donald Trump did not understand the level of corruption, and he was surrounded by people that actually were tubing him. And a lot of it had to do with people that were on his internal staff, and
right.
including Mike Pence and Mike Pence's chief of staff.
Right.
These people were tubing him the entire way.
Yeah.
There were recommendations and nominations for people to fill positions that did not align with his basic vision of the nation.
Yeah.
And he also didn't understand how deep the corruption was in Washington.
No.
He just thought that there were probably more people there that wanted to do good than that wanted to be a partisan.
Well,
and that was a mistake.
Yeah, let me ask you a question.
Let me finish.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, bud. Go ahead.
No, it's okay, because you know, the question is, what do I think about how he's going to do? If there is another Republican that had the same level of experience and understanding that he did and able to manage that Washington kleptocracy,
yeah.
then I would say yes. But I do not see anyone that has the depth of knowledge and understanding, nor has the character and charisma to take the beatings that he took and still come out on top. And I do think that if he gets back into office, if he decides to run, which a lot of people indicate that he probably will, that he will have a much different view and be able to hit harder quicker than he did in the first term, because he'll
yeah.
select a different group of people
yeah.
and much more powerful. And it's you get these things that he was associated with that people don't like. A lot of conservatives are very upset that he pushed the Operation Warp Speed and for the vaccines. But you have to remember, he was trying to solve a problem that, and he was given information from people like Anthony Fauci and Francis
right.
Collins
right.
and the pharmaceutical industry. Again, they manipulated him into, thinking that they were going to do the right thing, when in fact it's quite clear they weren't.
Yeah.
He never pushed mandatory vaccinations. In fact, he said that would not be the case. He always wanted the economy. He says, we cannot shut down the economy. The cure cannot be worse than the disease.
Yeah.
He said that continually from the first couple of weeks. The problem was, he had an incredibly huge staff that was actually fighting against him, including some of his legal advisors.
Yeah.
So
you
that's
think so?
Not.
Do you really think so?
Oh, I know so, and it's been proven. And
okay.
many of them, many of them come out and said that. I mean, we've had, people that were on his staff that wrote books and tubed him.
Yeah.
We've had, numerous conservative Republicans, including senior members of the Senate and the House, that actively fought against him and his ideas. And now what we're seeing in America is a recognition that he had a much better idea of what negatives were going on there, but he wasn't ready to fight it. And I think he'll be in a much better position. I just don't see anybody else that'll have that same level of experience.
Well, we'll see what happens in 24. I would probably side with you again in that election if Trump was. Well, I mean, I would certainly side with you if his opponent was an idiot from California. There's no question about that. Trump could change the country. That is a very real possibility. Jim, we've been recording all morning. Thank you very much for sharing your opinion on this one. I pretty much agree with you. Okay, bud? Thank you.
You bet. You take care, Al.